Hi there. The word for you today is teacher. Are you motivated? In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28, we read, God has appointed teachers. Professor Howard Hendricks points out that good teaching involves giving people responsibility with accountability. He writes, our problem in the churches today is that we don't do that. The United States government takes multi-million-dollar planes and puts them in the hands of 19-year-old kids. And when those same kids come to church, we don't even let them take up the offering. Have you ever been in a courtroom where a will is being read? The reader is mumbling his way over the legal jargon and everyone in the room is half asleep. Everyone, that is, except the person named in the will as the beneficiary. When your teaching has the learner's name written all over it, when he sees that, in effect, his name occurs throughout the book, it will make a big difference in his level of motivation. I am convinced that everyone, no exception, can be motivated to learn, but not all at the same time and by the same person. Not all in the same way. The timing is crucial. Teaching is the assembling of a time bomb, marked for explosion at a later date and at a different location. That's why you need to walk by faith to be a good teacher, and you need a lot of patience. And you aren't God's answer to every individual. That is what Christ's body is all about. Hendricks writes, I'm asked over and over again, how do I get a person motivated? I answer, when you sock someone with 20,000 volts of electricity, they don't turn to you and ask, did you say something? No, they move. The question is, teacher, are you motivated?